Farnsworth, Brother and Sister, E.W. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. February 5th, 1905. Dear Brother and Sister Farnsworth, your interesting letter was handed to me today, and I will begin a letter to you at once, lest other matters come before me and I forget. I may not have time to write you all I wish, but I will make a beginning and finish when I can. We are very busy just now with Ministry of Healing. I am so glad that this book will soon be ready to place in the hands of the many who will appreciate its contents. I wish to write particularly about one point in your letter. You speak of the burning of the Melrose Sanitarium, and ask why the sick should not be healed by the prayer of faith instead of there being so many sanitariums established. There is more to this matter than at first strikes the mind. The Lord has given instruction that sanitariums should be established and that advantage should be taken of opportunities to purchase at a reasonable price desirable properties out of the cities. The Lord has shown me that there should be sanitariums near many important cities. When we have shown the people that we have right principles regarding health reform, we should then take up the temperance question in all its bearings and drive it home to the hilt. Suitable places must be provided to which we can bring the sick and suffering who know nothing of our people and scarcely anything of Bible truth. Every effort possible is to be made to show the sick that disease may be cured by rational methods of treatment without having recourse to drugs. Let the sick be separated from harmful surroundings and associations and placed in our sanitariums where they can receive treatment from Christian nurses and physicians. Should all the sick be healed by prayer? Very few would improve their opportunities to become acquainted with right ways of eating, drinking, and dressing. Those connected with our sanitariums should realize the duty resting upon them to give the patients an education in the principles of healthful living. The sick have their lessons to learn. They must be denied those preparations of food that would retard or prevent their recovery to health. They must learn the science of self-denial, eating simple food prepared in a simple way. They should live much in the sunlight, which should find its way to every room of the building. Lectures on health topics should be given. These lectures will open the blinded understanding, and truths never before thought of will be fastened on the mind. February 8th. I began your letter a day or two ago, but other letters came that had to be answered immediately, and I have been interrupted again and again. I will now try to finish your letter. I wish it were possible for me to communicate the things that come to my mind, but it is impossible. Words cannot express the matters that are opened up before me. I am assured that by beholding Christ, we shall be changed into His image. We must dwell more on the results of genuine conversion. Not only is the sinner forgiven when he repents and confesses his iniquity, he becomes a child of God, a member of the royal family, an heir of God, and a joint heir with Christ to an immortal inheritance. It seems impossible for the mind to comprehend this. The power of Satan is broken. Man is brought into sacred unity with Christ. Christ also hath suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 Peter 3, verse 18. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God commendeth his love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Romans 5, verse 1, 8-11. We joy also in our life of tribulation, rejoicing that we can be partakers of Christ's sufferings in this life, and hereafter be partakers of his glory. By the power of his most holy name, he makes us one with him and shares with us all that he is. We are completely identified with him. Can we grasp the greatness of the favor bestowed on us? Let us die to self. This we must do if we would live to God. Let us follow in the footsteps of Christ. Well might the inspired apostle say, as he sought to comprehend the great blessing presented in the gospel,
"Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace." Ephesians 1, verse 3-7. There is true sanctification for everyone. Let us humble ourselves before God and pray, "Lord, cleanse us from all selfishness, and help us to see more clearly the breadth and depth and height of the love that passeth knowledge." See Ephesians 3, verse 18-19. It is the purpose of God to glorify himself in his people before the world. He longs to make us channels through which he can pour his boundless love and mercy. Why do we not grasp the offered gifts and live out our love and gratitude? Did we do this, we should regard time as too precious to be spent in finding fault with and judging one another. Let each church member seek the Lord and confess his own sins, not the sins of someone else. In this world, we are to make preparation for the world to come. Are we what God would have us? No, we are not. The members of the church in every place need to surrender themselves to God. It is an individual work that is needed. I have been made to understand as much as I could bear regarding this subject. We need to be converted. Let us seek the Lord, not in a fitful way, but with all the heart, that we may find him. The word declares that Jesus is our Savior. Let us make him so to all intents and purposes. There are many who touch him only with the tips of their fingers. Let us give him the service of our whole being and praise him for his wonderful, matchless love to the children of men.